Hey everybody, welcome back to Stand Up for News. I am the co-host of WrestleMania, stand-up comedian. Hey everybody, welcome back to Stand Up for News. I am the co-host of WrestleMania, stand-up comedian. And I am Mac James, James Esterline. And I think Don Reese is going to come back in here and hang out with us as well. Welcome back to Stand Up for News. How was your week, Russell?
It was busy.
How'd it go? What happened?
Well, I am going to be a headliner at Space Coast Pride. And I am on the entertainment committee for Tampa Bay Pride, for Tampa Pride for next year. So I'm real excited that, you know, I have moved on from my misfortunes in St. Pete and moved on to bigger and better pastures.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations.
Yay.
Get me a little hook up there, bud. I got a show coming in a few weeks, but I don't even know the date yet. All right, well, let's start off the show with some news jokes here. What's going on in the news? A 20-year-old man was last seen at work at a South Carolina recycling plant. On May 5th, he came up missing. They discovered after the DNA test in the microscopic pieces of metal scraped from the metal shreddings from the inside of the shredder, the man's blood was on the shavings after they looked at it. Microscopic specks, his DNA said it was him. They also said they found a large amount of iron in his blood.
Wow.
Your turn.
Maybe it was Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man.
My turn?
You got one? You want this one?
Okay. Let me see what it is. All right. Oh, it's a nice long one.
Yeah. Help yourself.
Last week a baby with four arms and four legs was born, considered a middle life baby.
Miracle baby.
Miracle baby. Sorry. Okay. I did flunk hook on phonics, you know.
We got a caller? I'm sorry. We'll pause the joke. Okay. Who's on the phone?
A man on the street.
Oh, no way.
Yay.
This was actually the man on the street story. Hey, how you doing, Scott Patrick?
Hey, I'm good. I can stay on as long as I can. I'm at the doctor's office getting my weekly prostate check.
How many prostate checks do you get every week?
Yeah, you know, as much as they'll give me without making me feel uncomfortable.
I was just telling them about Russell was telling us this. This is your bit, so do you want to do it? About the baby that was born with four arms and four legs?
You hadn't started it yet?
He was about to, but then you called in.
Yeah, you go ahead and do it. You'll do it better.
Okay. I changed a little since what you wrote it. A baby in India was born with four arms and four legs. You know, that's crazy, but no foreskin, so I guess it's an octopus. Some believe that she'll be a great baseball pitcher when she gets older because she has a natural sidearm.
Two sidearms. Peter Parker said he wants a DNA test.
But which Peter Parker was it? Toby? Tom? Or the other one we don't even remember? Okay, I was just saying.
I don't remember his name.
I don't either right now.
I could try to remember it, but
not that important.
One thing's for sure, though. Nobody has a chance at beating her at a game of Twister.
This is true.
I thought it was a boy. They named him Bob the Builder. Because, he was going to grow up to be a handyman, right?
Yeah, always willing to live. Always willing to give an extra hand. That one.
He'll make a great lover someday, since everything he does in bed will be considered foreplay.
Yeah. She'll really put the four in fornicate.
Oh man.
That's just not.
What else you got for us today, Scott? Man on a street. I didn't think you were calling in because you had a doctor thing.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting in the waiting room right now, so I figure if I can get in, I will. I love the show and I love being part of it. So, a dog chased a bear away from its owners in New Hampshire off the porch, which to me is just proof that a loud bitch will drive anyone away.
That explains why Hillary didn't win.
Hey, remember the kid with four arms and four legs? You wrote this last night, too. Even if the other kids won't play with him, he'll always be able to play patty cake with himself. He probably won't get the corrective surgery, remember you told me?
Yeah.
Because it'll probably cost him an arm and a leg.
Dolls.
You like that, Bobby?
They won't have, and then she won't have to worry about getting hand-me-downs.
No.
I wrote one for you here. A curious bear uses its face as a paintbrush at a Washington zoo. How cute. I painted a bear's face white once. Curious bear, more like bi-curious bear. His art is considered in your face. The bear's mate said, go wash that crap off your face before Goldilocks gets here for dinner, you two-bit whore.
Oh.
Here you go, bud. That one's for you.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have one I wrote, too.
Oh, go ahead. Do yours, dude.
Okay, mine's really quick, you know.
Take your time.
It's quick. And it's easy, and it's not too dirty, but it's kind of fun. Anyways, did you know when a male bee dies? When he mates, he dies.
When he mates?
When he mates, he dies. So I guess it's honey, nut, cheerio.
That is good. Honey, nut, cheerio.
Cheerio. He's British, too, by the way.
He's a British bee.
He's a British bee. Yes, he's Bond bee. Bond. Bee Bond. With a little stinger.
A woman tried to sneak 3.5 ounces of cocaine into a prison in her baby's diaper last week. They found like 48 more ounces in her car. They got busted because the baby's crack was showing through his diapers. That's expensive baby powder.
God, it must have been Polk County, I swear.
Oh, I got one for you about Polk County, buddy.
Yay.
Over 1,000 giant African land snails captured in Pasco County. The invasive species is poisonous and stuff. Yeah, you can tell they're African snails from their much larger reproductive organs than regular snails. And the authorities had trouble finding them also due to the large amount of pre-existing snail trails in Pasco County.
And, yeah. They were big, though. I seen pictures of them. They're like...
They're huge.
It's like a bad science fiction movie you see on a sci-fi channel. You know, when they could run a muck movies, big critters. I don't know.
How's your week going, Scott?
It's going great. Thanks for asking.
I like hearing that. What else you got for us?
Well, I only had the two news stories, but I did... right for the other segments that you had mentioned.
Oh, cool. Then we'll move right along to Russell's Rants, our segment about Russell's week. And what the heck? You got to have a rant for us, right, buddy?
Yes, I do. It's, again, The Loft, part de dos.
Part dos?
So not only didn't that not pay me or the comics, but they didn't pay the DJ for 5 weeks. Now, I'm sorry, after the second week, I wouldn't have made a third or fourth or... Never mind, I wouldn't have been there.
That's the John Taffer place in Ybor City?
You know, bar rescue means that you didn't do it right to begin with, and you're still not going to do it right at the end. Not only did they not pay their drag queens for brunch, apparently, but from what I heard from a reliable source, okay, their reasoning was that John Taffer takes 35% of their profits. Okay, which is definitely not true. So, not only
liars,
they're just liars. And you know what? If you're there are so many other places you can go in Ybor, you know, you don't need to go to a place that doesn't support their talent,
right?
Or their wait staff.
I've been in the bartending for 22 years, man. And I know everything you're saying is the truth. It's all based on the ownership.
Yeah, and
trickles down.
And I'm going to just do one little plug that I am going to be in Lakeland tonight hosting an open mic night. Not only is it open mic night, but it is also all you can drink night, $15 wells and drafts. He did it especially for me on a Tuesday. So come out in Lakeland at the Parrot, the oldest gay bar in Florida.
Nice. How long has it been there?
Since the 30s.
Wowzers.
So if a comedian wanted to come to the show, do you have a sign up, or do they have to message you?
They can message me on Facebook at WrestleMania MX, or they can just show up at 8:30, sign up, be there, be square.
Nice. Yeah, I saw some of the videos from that room, and that place is packed, so that sounds like a good room.
It's fun, and the owner is very supportive.
That's what matters. The owner of my place at Lever Rocks, great seafood on South Pasadena, George Lewis, awesome guy. Love the man. Great owners. I've worked for terrible owners, and then the place is closed out of nowhere, you know?
Surprise!
That's the way she goes in the bar business.
Surprise!
I don't blame John Taffer for trying to help, you know, but... You help somebody, and sometimes those people change the names of their restaurants after he fixes the name for them. They have like a terrible name, you know.
And I did send him a letter with receipts.
Did he respond?
Not yet, but it's only been a week. He's a busy man.
Right, he will. You can hit him up and tag him in Facebook, and he'll respond. He responds to everybody. I think he's cool as hell. He's my hero.
I really tried to keep it off of Facebook because I don't want to look ugly, you know. It's a personal thing. I took care of it.
Yeah, but you could message him through Facebook,
and
he'll respond.
And that's how I did it.
Or just tag him in something, say, hey, I messaged you or emailed you. Can you respond, please?
Yeah, I'll give him a week. He's a busy man.
I guarantee you do. I knew a guy that worked for him. This guy, John, I worked with at the Vinoy Hotel when I bartended there for about 5 years. The place is haunted, too. Creepy haunted hotel, man. I got a lot of stories about that. Hey, let me hit you with a news story now. I guess we'll move along to the new jokes. And it says here, NASA condemns Russia cosmonauts for anti-Ukraine propaganda in space last week. Well, we did hear about all that space trash out in orbit. Must be them.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you can try that one.
Okay.
Scott, help me do that story there.
Britney Spears hits out at documentaries about her life, accusing America for humiliating her, saying, I have never felt more bullied. Documentary, literally mockumentary. She's actually misunderstood. They didn't say documentary, they said a doctor for you mentally. Again, Brittany, I did not go shave my head for no reason, because somebody made fun of me, okay? I shaved my head recently. I kind of look like, right now, that lesbian from Orange is the New Black. Anyway. Oops, I guess she did it again.
A pregnant woman was beaten with a wrench by a man in broad daylight on July 8th. And when arrested, he said, quote, it's her own fault. I told her to hand me a 5/8. It's jokes, guys. Bobby likes that one, though. I don't encourage anyone to abuse women, pregnant women especially.
Yeah, please not.
A passing star closest to the Milky Way could cause a shift in the nearest planet aligned, which is Neptune. At that point, it would cause gravitational orbit for the entire solar system to implode and cause a collapse, I guess. The scientists said we're in danger of all dying, all the planets collapsing. I just hope it doesn't collapse Uranus.
Ba-da-boom. they really need to have something better to do with their time.
All right, here's our next segment. Did I tell you about it? I texted you. The mass shooters is our hopeful thoughts. Oh. We need some somber music, but Chris isn't here to play the guitar. So helpful thoughts, and it's about mass shooters. So Scott, what's your hopeful thoughts this week?
Well, when it comes to mass shooters, you know, I really hope that when they get to prison, they take shots internally daily.
Okay. Russell? My thoughts are, one is, very seldom do they go to prison because they end up shooting themselves. So why don't you just start off with that? And then my pleasant thought is there would nobody else be killed innocently. But to, you know, I am one of those weird Democrats that say just arm everybody and just arm everybody now. It's like it's a Wild West out there.
It's insane.
Crazy.
Okay, moving right along, I'd like to talk about our dating app of the week, which is Superheroes. superheroes, because I didn't write a joke for mass shooters, because I couldn't come up with anything funny. But did you have any superheroes on the superhero dating app that you would swipe right or left on?
Me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Moving. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You. Well, if you're talking to me, I would start with I would swipe left on Batgirl, because eating bats is what supposedly creates.
You'll get COVID.
Right.
Yes, her name should be
WrestleMania.
Her name should be COVID Girl. Anyway, I would definitely swipe right on Batman. He's got a cool car. He's a millionaire. He's got really cool toys, and he does know how to treat a ward.
I'd say I'd swipe left on Aquaman, first of all. If I wanted to smell fish all day, I'd just date a woman. Second, I'd pick Plastic Man. I'd swipe right on him, because he can use himself as a condom. And then Medusa from the Inhumans, you remember her? You got that long, crazy hair? I'd swipe left on her, because I'm not Joe Biden. I don't want hair in my face all day. You like that, Russell?
Check, please.
You got another one for the superhero dating app?
Me?
Either one of you.
I would swipe right on Supergirl, because those laser eyes would make dinner a whole lot faster.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Supergirl.
I'd say I would be more likely, I think next time we should do it about villains, because I'm much more of a villain
person.
You can
do villains, too.
I'm going to tell you the villain I would definitely swipe right on would be Darth Vader.
Yeah?
Okay, just the voice alone, the power, all that black leather. It's just
Russell.
I find your lack of faith disturbing. Anyway,
call me your father. I mean, daddy.
I just. Oh yeah. Ooh, I just.
Russell. Call me.
I always, as a kid, rooted for Darth Vader. I never liked Luke Skywalker at all, and Princess Leia just was a whiny girl. And, Harrison Ford, you know, Han Solo was cool and all.
Would you swipe right or left on Chewbacca? On a Wookiee. Would you do a Wookiee, I guess? Or date a Wookiee, I mean.
It depends on how much I had to drink.
You know each other first.
Yeah, whatever I have to drink first, yes. Definitely not Yoda.
Nah. Okay, well, remember this new segment we got? It's called Old News But Good News, This Week in News History. Did you guys do any studying like I did? I learned a lot about history in this week. It's George Washington Carver's birthday born today in 1964. Happy birthday, and congrats on being the second most famous George Washington. George Washington Carver, happy birthday. I heard you were nuts.
It's your birthday.
We wouldn't be eating Jif without that guy.
It's actually my husband's birthday, too. Yay.
Happy birthday. Yes. It's also Richard Simmons' birthday today. He was born in 1974.
Or sorry, 1948,
but he's 74 years old. Born today. Happy birthday to you. You used to have the whole nation sweating to the oldies. Nowadays, it's called sweating to the Richard Simmons.
Yeah. He's sweating to himself.
Let's just call it sweating to the dick for short, because dick is short for Richard.
Okay.
Sweating to the dick.
Okay.
Nick Tesla was born on July 10th the other day. Happy birthday to him. He was born during a lightning storm. Did you know that? He was born right at midnight during a lightning storm.
Yes. Yeah. That explains a lot.
Yeah, what a shock.
Okay. All right. This week in history, 1962, the United States of America launched Telstar, the first commercial satellite into space, and started all this mess within the space debris. Also, in 1964, the Beatles released a Hard Day's Night album, which was the soundtrack to the movie of the same title. And in 1965, the Rolling Stones released I Can't Get No Satisfaction, their first number one hit.
Oh, nice. You like the Beatles?
I just thought this is a radio station and we should try to do radio station kind of news. And I thought...
Here's a news fact for you for the Beatles. Who do you think George Harrison's favorite partner to smoke grass with was, to smoke cannabis was?
Yoko.
Our guest that's calling in next week, Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong's favorite person to smoke grass with is George Harrison, he said.
Wouldn't everybody's awesome. Favorite person to smoke grass with be Tommy Chong?
I'd pick Tommy Chong.
Yeah,
but Tommy Chong picked George Harrison when he was asked.
Okay, we see, there you go.
I don't know if it's mutual. Probably. George Harrison seems cool. All right, well, here's a story for you. July 11th, 1804, Vice President Aaron Burr shot and killed his arch enemy in a duel. Alexander Hamilton, he killed in a duel today. He was the creator of the treasury, and he was the nation's first treasurer. Did you know that? Yeah, he was on the $10 bill. He was really good at keeping the books and such. I'll bet he didn't count on losing a $10 bet to Burr, who killed him in cold blood and lived up to his name, Burr. So why would you, like, they put you on the $10 bill because you got shot over and killed over a $10 bet? It's pretty funny. All right, I guess that's all for the happy birthday to those guys. And rest in peace, Alexander Hamilton. He's on our $10 bill.
Mm. Were you still wanting to add in that segment about the famous people and what they would name their junk?
Yeah, we're moving. Hey, I got one more, actually. On this day in 2013, the world's last and final telegraph was sent from India. Rest in peace, telegraph. Oh, I mean, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, that's our next segment. I actually didn't write anything for it, but I want to hear yours. And the next segment's called, what did we name it? Where is it?
It was famous people and what they would name their junk.
Oh, yeah, private names for private parts. Everybody's got a secret name for their privates. So, go ahead, Scott. Tell us yours. Keep it clean-ish. Like, we don't want to get into too much.
This is PG.
Bobby gave us a verbal warning earlier, which we appreciate. We got a chain, and you got to yank on it sometimes. But you ain't got to yank my chain and then pull me back a little bit. So go ahead, Scott. All
right. So I was thinking Rick Moranis would name it Honey and His Shrunken Kids. And Johnny Depp was thinking Gilbert and His Grapes.
I love
Arnold Schwarzenegger would be the Sperminator.
Oh!
But my favorite was Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden would call it his pipe and rock.
Oh!
Ah. I only have one.
His pipe and his crack rocks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I only have one. And it would be Tom Cruise, and he calls it the cruise missile.
But if you were to name yours, what would you guys name yours?
Oh, that's the thing we said we had to do. We had to tell us ours, so we weren't just revealing everybody else's. That's why it's called private names for private parts. Russell, what would you call your little fellow buddy down there?
Okay, I have four. Sometimes I call it the Winky.
Nice.
Joystick. Harry Potter's magic wand. And my favorite one, turkey baster. Sometimes you get a stuffed turkey.
Okay, I'm a stand-up comedian, so I nickname my buddy here a microphone. And then if you want, you can just talk into the mic, though, is what you can tell people. Talk to the mic. All right, Scott?
Yeah. I was thinking I would name my George because it's been known to be curious.
But has it been bi-curious?
Bi-curious George? The curious little monkey. I remember that cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Nick at Night, anyway.
Well, where was my things? Oh, yeah, the Skull and Bones. You heard about them people before? The Secret Society? They are being sued by Rick Scott for using the likeness of his face as their logo.
It looks like a Skull and Bones.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's him.
They should be suing him.
Skeletor. Senator Skeletor. A three-eyed... Here, I'll let you try this one.
Oh, Lord. A three-eyed prong from over a half a billion years ago discovered remains evidence of what is now the world's oldest brain. Bad news for Joe Biden, I guess.
Here, you hit that one, too.
John Hinckley was released from prison last month after attempting to assassinate President Reagan over 40 years ago. They said everyone who pays them debt, he's paid his debt to society, deserves another shot.
Chicago 4th of July shooter, his family has acquired an attorney for him. They acquired R. Kelly's attorney to defend their son. They did. R. Kelly is pissed. Get it?
His sheets at least.
At all these, oh man. At all these grocery store, an Aldi's grocery store cart was left. And you know how they charge you a quarter to use their carts at Aldi's? It got left at this elderly couple's yard, and it was abandoned there. The couple tried to have Aldi's come get the cart for 7 weeks before they called with phoning him in and, you know, emailing them. They said they'd come get it, never did. Yeah, before they finally called the authorities, Aldi's countered the claim by suing the couple for a quarter if they want them to come and retrieve the cart. The elderly husband told Aldi's they can have their quarter and Aldi's cart as well as Aldi's nuts. Well, let's wrap it up, kids. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF